This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Give them a win.
Thanks for making us your sports station.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
He saw me walking around. He would think I was 90 because of my foot. So I was telling Mike today, I had to go see Dr. Brian Harley. I want to give him a big shout out because he got to the office early to see me today. Because I've been having these issues with the back of my heel.
Oh, the agony of defeat.
It's brutal. So finally, I'm like, look, I got a lot of activities coming up. Going to be traveling, doing some things. I got to get right. So I go see Dr. Harley, and he's in there, and he's talking to me, Mike, and we go through all the stuff. They do an x-ray on my foot, you know, make sure they do the scan and all this stuff.
Have we been kicking so much ass in the ratings you jacked up your foot?
Dude, I don't even know how I did this. I mean, honestly, like, I was fine last week, and then all of a sudden this weekend my foot was like, boom, 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 boom. It was just swollen and red. I'm like, what is going on? So anyways, I got Achilles tendonitis.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and he's like, and then he tells me, he's like, don't make any sudden moves. You could pop your Achilles.
Oh, fabulous.
Like, yeah, I'm like, well, I'm not going to be doing that. Don't worry about it. But I need to get right. So he's telling me all these things that I'm got to do now. And I was telling Mike, part of it is stretches and like this physical therapy stuff, which you believe in this stuff? You believe in this physical therapy stuff? Come on. What do you do? Tell me the truth.
When they wanted to do my knee replacement, and you go through the rehab, I'm like, no. And then the doctor's like, then you got to lose 30 pounds. Screw it. I'll lose 30 freaking pounds. Because I am not going to do that. I work with a guy who did his rehab at Georgia Tech. I never forget, we were hanging out with Brian Cox, and he's with the Falcons over at Tech. And this guy I used to work with, and you hear like in the aquatic training, and he was stretching out his legs, doing the knee.
Okay, see,
I
don't want it. See?
No.
That's what I'm talking about.
No.
And I haven't even had no surgery or anything. I'm not going to have to do that, but he wants to make sure that the ligament is doing the right thing. So he's like, yeah, I'm going to suggest this, that, and the other. So I'm a little anxious about that. But so if you see me here in the next few days, you're like, how old is he? I'm walking like I'm 90 because my damn heel is hurting.
Who was it? Festus on Gunsmoke? Marshall Dillon dragging his leg. That's for you youngsters. There was a TV show called Gunsmoke. Never mind. But yeah, no, I'm like you. I just don't.
Oh.
Same thing. When I broke, I have a collarbone issues and a rotator cuff. I'm like, nope. Just I'll be the guy that just belly aches about. I'll take two Advil. That's it.
Well, that's what I was like. Well, he goes, what are you doing? I said, well, I iced it a couple of times. I took some Motrin. He's like, it's not going to do it.
Well, you do. I will say this. If you ever play golf with Carl, he swings like freaking Mel Ott. Like the left leg comes up. That's a lot of torque on your right Achilles.
Well, now you tell me. Now you tell me. Hey, I got to give one other shout out, Mike. And look, you say this all the time, and you get, you know, with the top down, and you're rolling around town, and people go, hey, is that Mike Bell?
Right.
So I was at this event on Sunday. I told you about it. It was called Tipsy for Tara. It's our buddy who works with us. His name's John Parler. His first wife passed away of cancer, and it's their fundraiser. It's the Passion Foundation. They do a big golf tournament in the fall. We're always a part of it. John's a terrific human being. I love his family. And at this event, one of our coworkers that used to be here with us, her name is Kelly. She sees me, and it's been years. I haven't seen her, and she's like, oh, hey. Out of the blue, Mike, she says, I just have to tell you, my mailman, his name is Chauncey, loves you and Mike. He drives up to my house every day. She works from home.
Oh, wow.
And he's got you guys blasting on his radio in his mail truck. And I said, really? And she said, will you please give him a shout out? So I waited, Chauncey, till Tuesday because, Mike, she also then said, will you write him a note? So I wrote him a note while I was at this event on Sunday just saying we appreciate him. We thank you so much for listening. But she's like, every day, there's not a day that goes by. So I want to give Chauncey a shout out. But to all those mailmen out there who listen to us, delivery guys, FedEx guys, Amazon Prime,
UPS,
all you guys.
Especially UPS, they cut some jobs, so it goes, our friends at Brown are doing okay.
So, man, like, you guys drive gas trucks. I've driven up to a gas, you know, get gas before, and guys are like, hey, we appreciate you guys. And we always say, without you, there'd be no us. So this show is huge because of you. But, man, that made me feel so good because Chauncey's just doing his job, and he's in the truck, Mike, and he's jamming out to us and listening and arguing with us back and forth.
Right.
So I had to give him a shout-out today. So, Kelly, thank you for letting me know. And, Mike, he loves us. We love him. Chauncey the mailman in East Cobb. All right? And if you know Chauncey, give him a shout-out, guys. Let him know.
Yeah,
all right?
Man. And, again, I believe now the proper nomenclature is letter carrier, but we say mailman.
Correct. Well, that's what she said. She was like, my mailman. I was like, okay.
I mean, you can say – now, I guess if you say female because we met some people down in Fort Lauderdale this weekend, and this one girl at the bar, I said, what are you doing? You're not bartending. She goes, I'm a firefighter for Broward County.
Mm.
I was like, yeah, you don't say fireman because obviously you're a woman.
That's right.
You know? But I was going to say, like – I wouldn't mind being fireman carried by her down a flight of stairs.
Okay, you didn't say that, did you?
No, I guess fire person.
Okay, good.
Firefighter.
Good.
Yes,
I'm glad you
don't
didn't.
Be sexist.
Hey, man, coming up, we're going to talk some NBA playoffs. Nick Friedel's going to join us, Odyssey NBA insider. The number one seeds are both down 0-1. We'll talk about what's going to happen tonight, but first, let's get to 4th and 1.
It's time for 4th and 1 on Dukes and Bell.
First down, let's get this right now.
All the NFL news and notes you need as we drive for the touchdown on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I respect her. I think she does a great job. This is not me saying she doesn't, but I disagree with her assessment. And I'm talking about Mina Kimes. Yesterday when this news broke, Mike, about the Ravens letting go of one of the best kickers in the league and Justin Tucker, we read the statement on air, right? It was from general manager Eric DaCosta.
Right.
So Mina Kimes, late yesterday, this is like 20 hours ago, basically said, was this tone necessary in regards to the statement the Ravens put out? And so I reread the statement, and I'm like, what tone are we talking about? In this statement, they talk about how they love Justin and what he meant to their team, and he's reliable and focused and driven and is resilient, and we're grateful for Justin and many, you know, the contributions. And I'm like, what tone is she talking about? Now, it does start out by saying sometimes football decisions are incredibly difficult, and this is one of those instances. But, guys, if you read tone in the text, you're going to get it wrong 9 times out of 10. And I said, Mike, this wasn't the Ravens throwing up the middle finger to Justin Tucker. This was, we really appreciate everything he did, but under the circumstances, we've got to move on. So when I saw this, I was like, what was the tone, Mina? And, like, thousands of people responded to her, obviously talking about this, but I'm like, this is the problem with social media. We read it, and you immediately think this is what somebody is saying. The Ravens put out a simple statement and thanked him for everything.
No, because he's a legendary kicker. Now, again, remember, guys, there has been no criminal charges. And if there's going to be a civil suit, we haven't seen any date that's been filed or when he's going to court. So, again, these are accusations. This is still a country where you're innocent until proven guilty. And as we said, in light of the Deshaun Watson situation, everyone sort of goes, whoa, oh boy, apparently Justin Tucker's into that same kind of vibe. I don't know. I wasn't there. But I do know this, to Carl's point, he did accomplish some amazing things with the Ravens. I mean, when they release the guy, they're not going to say, our kicker has been released. No, they're going to pay tribute to what he accomplished. They're also not going to say, our degenerate, sicko, twisted, pervert, wacko kicker, who's a real creep, has been released. So, look, either you just say the kicker's been released, or they're just simply talking about his accomplishments on the field. But that was it. So, I mean, could they have said less glowing things about him? That's their prerogative. He worked for them for years. And as I said, no criminal charges yet, okay? And certainly they may never be, and we'll see how the civil suit goes. So with all due respect to Mina, who I respect as well, I mean, it was a guy they had a connection to, and they're not going to simply just do a one-sentence press release on being released.
Yeah.
I mean, that's common sense.
It is, but let's not read tone into these things. How many times you gotten a text message and you're like, did they just say that to me? You can get upset over nothing when it's not intended to be meant that way.
The Ravens simply restating what he accomplished as their employee before they release him is no way indicative of the Ravens saying, and we support him in whatever grab ass he pulls when he's not on our – no.
That's right.
It wasn't an endorsement of somehow whatever his lifestyle is or whatever he's facing in these civil suits, which I, again, he just blew this thing way out and took it and ran with it. Same thing we've seen a million times with other things in social media these days.
No doubt. All right, moving on, guys. By the way, Michael Strahan, reportedly Mike, is pursuing part ownership in the Giants, teaming up with billionaire businessman Mark Larcy, who previously co-owned the Milwaukee Bucks. Well, listen. Strahan's got it. I mean, right. It's not like, you know what I mean? It's not like he can't get in the mix here. Now, I don't know how much money he's going to put up, but isn't that kind of what we're seeing with some of Brady's doing it, right? Strahan, after his playing career, he's making more money now, guys, than he did during his playing career. You're seeing more athletes do this. Guys, I think LeBron's going to do this. When it's all said and done, I'm not saying it's going to be his primary deal, but I think LeBron's going to own a partial team or maybe some of a team down the road. Mike, we're seeing more and more of this, but the reason is because guys are getting more and more.
Forbes says his net worth, for those who want to get in the man's pocket, is over $150 million, as we said. I mean, he's got a great life. He basically talks for 2 minutes on all these TV shows and just makes a fortune. But in the case of the Giants, it would be great to have someone. It would be great to have more people of color. Let me just say this. In the Giants organization, as a guy that loved Wellington Mara, the old owner who passed many years ago, and his son John is just an absolute creep jerk who's just an – I mean, you want to talk about stuffed shirt. I mean, just old fart, angry white guy. That's John Mara, who's one of the majority owners of the Giants. You can tell how I feel about this guy. This is the guy that wanted stricter penalties for the celebration penalties.
That's right.
He doesn't want guys that are taunting. In other words, he doesn't want any swag. He doesn't want any flavor. You know, I mean, we've evolved to 2025. We want to have a little fun with our sports. So that guy's a stick in the mud. Can't stand him.
Hey, guys, it's Dukes and Bill. 4th and 1's brought to you by Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. One other thing, Falcon-related, I want you to hear our offensive coordinator. Mike was just talking about him. You said he did an okay job. You felt like Zach Robinson.
Yeah, I just think, first, you got to deal with the circumstances. You know, the guy that you had, and you can say this about Zach Robinson, how was your first year? Well, as an offensive coordinator, I produced the largest and the greatest single passing game in the history of the franchise.
True.
Which was true when we beat the Bucks in overtime. But then conversely, when Cousins goes down and won't tell you he's really hurt, Zach had to pivot, and half the playbook's probably out the window. This guy can't make the plays. Mm. Then you got to switch everything. You move things. Let's be honest, you're changing the latitude completely when you go to a rookie quarterback. So I just felt that the only beef that was consistent for me is, and this goes back to, who do you blame when Pitts? Do you blame Pitts? Do you blame the play calling? Pitts has got to be a bigger factor. And Randy McMichael talks about this all the time on Andy Randy, how the role for Drake, where Drake May is running routes, where he's used on the field, that might be better for a guy like Pitts because you're using the Rams offense. Maybe there's just no place in a Rams offense for a super athletic tight end. I can't believe that.
Drake London is the guy you're talking about.
Yeah, Drake using the Puka Nacua route, if you will, from the Rams offense.
Here is our offensive coordinator, Zach Robinson, on talking about what he wants to see from Kyle Pitts.
Yeah, Kyle to take a big jump, year two in the system, year two of understanding what we're trying to do offensively, all those things that come with it. So expecting a lot of good things from Kyle. He knows what he needs to work on with the details and some of the fundamentals, techniques, the consistency down in and down out. Those are things that we talk about with him and Coach Koger talks about with him all the time. It's is those finer details and that next level that he can take as a player. So I'm pumped for Kyle. Can't wait to get on the field with him, and it's going to be a lot of fun to see his growth.
Please hear what he said. For all you Kyle Pitts folks who think we hate on the guy, I told you last year I thought he was going to be the most important piece of this offense. He didn't do enough. Details, consistency. That's his OC saying that. Mm-hmm. That's not us. He's saying he's got to have and be in tune to more of the details and be more consistent.
Follow-up question, what isn't he doing, Coach? Mm. But that's where it's at. Because this is like, we live in a world where there's people that have there's zero place in their life for personal responsibility, and they project that out of the people they root for. So I'm not saying that Pitts, doesn't get a pass if they're not using him the right way. But there's also got to be some point where the rubber hits the road in the work you're doing. Because if I hear one more person in this friggin' organization say, we need Kyle Pitts to be the best Kyle Pitts he can be. Because even that doesn't translate to some people, the jock sniffers after that.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going on. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
That's code for saying he's not doing his job.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Audacy podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.